B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Pebbles, I know this story upsets you.
Mm-hmm.
But your boy Jesse Smollett.
Don't even ask me what if it turns out it was true, because I'm not having that conversation.
I'm just saying there's a potential that his story, it might not be entirely valid. He's being held accountable for a potential false report, according to police. He's still being treated as a victim in the case. But,
oh, is he?
Yes, but if the investigation does reveal that he made a false report, he'll be held accountable.
So they're talking about that before they've even finished all of this.
Apparently, they asked him for his phone, and he doesn't want to turn it over.
First of all, if somebody asked me to turn over my phone because you wanted phone records, you can go call Verizon and have a discussion with them about my phone records. I am not giving you my phone.
Even if it's you being, you know, a victim in a case like this, you're not going to turn your phone over.
So they can go through and try and find information that they could put, you know, that they want to try and build a case against me. Because that's what it looks like is going on to me. It really does. Like, to me, what is suspect is, like, what and how all of these things are being leaked from, like, the Chicago Police Department to the media. Like, there's just too much weird stuff going on. Like, they didn't release. First, they're saying, you know, he didn't release his phone records. And then it comes back, and they're like, and it was like, well, he never said he wasn't going to release his phone records. He said he wasn't going to release his phone. It's just all of these little weird things. And then everyone just keeps jumping on every little, like, piece of information.
Yeah, it's the surveillance footage, too. Because they're like, now keep in mind, we're talking about Chicago is one of the most violent cities in America.
So they have surveillance everywhere.
Surveillance everywhere.
All
so
the
you're
time.
Telling me that you have surveillance leading up to and following the attack, but you don't have the surveillance of the attack.
Do we know that? Do we know? Do we know all of this? All we know is what keeps getting leaked out in piecemeal, like here and there. Who knows? They could be sitting on something, but they just haven't released it because let's take the other route. Maybe they're trying to build a case against him because they don't want it to look, you know, to look bad.
But why would they want to build a case against him?
It's not like he's because
the
of the whole MAGA thing, because, you know, white supremacy. I mean, come on.
So
plus everybody keeps talking about, it's funny, cause I mean, this really is one of those things that's being like tried in, you know, social media. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone talks about what they would do, you know. Oh, well, I wouldn't sit there, you know, with a rope around my neck for all this time. People are like, I wouldn't do this. Like, unless you've been attacked, you don't know how you would react in that situation. And you also, everyone reacts differently to shock and to whatever. So I just, yeah, it seems suspect to me, but in a totally different way than everybody else is saying suspect. So.
Okay, but what if?
I'm not playing that game with you.
Right,
I'm really not.
I know for me, I want to believe him. I really do. And when people started questioning it, right away, I was like, you're an ass. Why are you questioning this guy? He just got attacked or whatever. But in this day and age, nothing surprises me anymore. I feel like everything is fake. Anytime something happens, it's like, okay, how many sources do I have to check to make sure this is real?
Yeah.
And I feel like that about everything. So it wouldn't surprise me if it came out that this whole thing was doctored.
Yeah. All it takes is one person to lie about something, and then you, because of that, you have to question everything. And that's, you know, that's the end of the day. Now, it is kind of weird, though, if I'm the victim. I just don't comprehend why he's not giving his phone over. It's like,
why does he need to? Because the reason that they said they wanted his phone was because they wanted the phone records.
Right.
So go and get, you know, whatever you got to do, get a piece of paper.
But why is he making it more difficult? Why not just give your phone over?
What? You would give over your phone?
If I'm the victim in a violent attack and they say we need your phone records.
Look at what's been going on. There's already tension between black people and the police. So I don't blame him for not wanting to turn over his phone.
He's just making it harder on himself and making it easier for people not to believe his story now. Don't get mad at me. I'm just saying, you can't see, you can't understand that?
No, no, I really can't, because I'm saying I would not turn my phone over. Like I said, go call Verizon if you want my phone records.
Can I just read a tweet we just got from Leroy Jackson?
Yeah.
Who says, dang, too bad Pebbles didn't have this point of view when Tom Brady was being investigated.
Oh, please. I did not care.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.